بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقصت صدقة من مال أو كما قال عليه السلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين ورسول رسالة دروس شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد علماء الكرام respected elders and dear brothers and all who are listening on the audio streaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran in the Holy Quran of two promises one is a false promise And one is a true promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of these two promises. One is a promise of shaitan. And one is a promise of Rahman. And obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contrasting these two promises, the false promise versus the true promise, the shaitan promise versus the Rahman promise. In order for us to ponder and reflect that which of these two promises will we believe and which of these two promises we will follow. So it is quite obvious that as a believer, we will never follow the promise of shaitan, we will never follow a false promise, but we will always follow a true promise And we will follow the promise of Allah Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here in the third juz of the Holy Quran, As-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqra. The shaytan promises you poverty. Wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. And he commands you towards shameless actions, shameless deeds, immorality. This is the promise of the shaitan. This is the promptings of the shaitan. To promise a person poverty and to prompt a person towards immorality. And on the other hand, وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness and abundance of bounties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable and He is expansive in His bounties and favors. So these are the two promises. The promise of shaitan is promising us with poverty and prompting us towards immorality. And on this side is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of forgiveness and of abundance of bounties. Now, which of the two promises we are going to believe and which of these two promises we are going to follow, that is the question. When it comes to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the true promise. There cannot be a promise that is not true than the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maghfirah. That those who spend in the way of Allah and they ignore the promise of shaitan of poverty that you know if you're going to spend in the path of Allah you will get poor, you will need charity, you're going to go and beg, your money will get finished, you get poverty stricken. This is the promise of shaitan. A person ignores the promise of shaitan and he believes the promise of Rahman and he says that I will spend in the way of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant, my promise to you is maghfira wa fadla. I promise you forgiveness. In case you made mistakes in your life, you committed sins in your life, by virtue of spending in my way, I promise you maghfirat, you will be forgiven. Wa fadla, and I will grant you abundance of grace. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us maghfirah. Maghfirah is by itself such a great thing that it brings abundance of blessings and it brings abundance of barakah. When maghfirah is achieved, then it brings with itself a lot of blessings and barakah. And then on top of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I promise you abundance of grace from my side, abundance of bounties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illustrates to us in the ayat of the Holy Quran the bounties that we will receive by spending in His way. In the same third juice of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a beautiful simile or a similitude or an example. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. The example and the similitude of the person who spends in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a single seed or a single grain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that grain. That's like a grain of the corn that or the wheat that now it has ears, and from each one of those 7 ears, and each one is 100. So one grain and 700 come out of one grain, a penny, and from that one grain 700 grown. This is the similitude of charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person gives one, but in exchange he gets 700 multiplied by 700. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further on, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah may increase over and above 700 for whomsoever He wishes, that there will be no limit to how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant. But in this example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave in this ayat of the Quran, in which is very clear that giving one and we're getting back so much in exchange, we're getting so much returns on one. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we give in His way, in His path. But there are three important points to understand from this example. Number one, the seed is going to be planted. But it is very important that the seed itself must be a healthy seed. This is very important. Because if the seed is rotten, nothing will grow. You can plant 1,000 rotten seeds, not one will grow. You plant one healthy seed, and it will sprout and it will grow. So that's the first point to consider. The seed has to be a healthy seed, meaning that what was spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be halal. It must be pure in its income for one to get the reward and for one to get the returns. That's number one. Number two, the ground in which the seed is being planted has to be fertile. If the ground is not fertile, you can plant 1,000 seeds, the seeds are healthy, they will not grow. Why? Because the ground is not able to grow these seeds. So the ground itself has to be a fertile ground. The ground must be fertile. And so, the cause in which we are spending, so it must be a halal income. Number two, the cause for which we are spending must be a worthy cause. Because if you are going to spend in an unworthy cause, there will be no returns. There will be no rewards. And the third consideration is that the person who is planting must be knowledgeable about how to plant and how to nurture and how to preserve and how to take care and look after that plant and that little shoot that comes out from the ground, to nurture it, to protect it, to preserve it till it begins to blossom and till it begins to flourish and till it begins to give fruit or gives its produce. Till that time, that person that is there must be nurturing it and preserving it and protecting it. So, in a similar way, the person has to give from halal for it to grow in the first place. The ground, the cause must be a valid cause, which is a... And the third thing is that the person must be wise in which avenues he is going to spend, deserve that spend of his, by ensuring that he is giving it in a cause that will give him the best returns. We talk about ROI, return on it. But we restrict our understanding of return on investment to our worldly investments, our portfolios in which we are investing, and we want the best of return. But what about ROI of the Akhirah? When an opportunity like this arises, then that wise person knows, now I got my seed ready, the ground is fertile, now is the time for me to plant, this is the time, the opportunity, the occasion is here. Let us give an example. When beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina, and now the need was there to establish a headquarters of Medina, the headquarters of the Muslim community, the society, is the masjid. So there was a need to establish the masjid. And there was a suitable piece of ground that was located on which Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif has been built now, 1400 and so many years it is existing there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the opportunity, Allahu Akbar. These people were so brilliant when it came to investment, when it came to ROI. He saw an opportunity and he came forth and he offered to purchase the property, the land, for the construction of that land. And Allahu Akbar, can we imagine what are the returns on investment for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that till Qiyamah, till the last Muslim will be reading Salat there, and they will be reading Salat and Salam there, and all the acts of, and till from the beginning till today and beyond, billions and billions of Muslims have gone, and all of that reward is going into the account of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The amount at that time may have been small, but he had the vision and the foresight to invest at the right time. And like that, there may come many opportunities in our own communities, locally, nationally, internationally, and those who are wise to seize the opportunity at that time, they are the ones who will cash in, inshallah. Another example is that of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When it came to investing in the water supply, which was a basic necessity of the Muslim community of Medina, they were suffering water shortages. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala seized the opportunity and he bought the Ruma at that time. What an investment, Allahu Akbar. What an investment. Like that, dear friend, there are many such examples. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that which is spent in His way 700 times and beyond. This is the promise of Allah. This is the promise of Rahman, the true promise. And then on the other side is the false promise, and this is the promise of Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions both these promises, contrasting the two promises. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. The false promise on one side versus the true promise. The promise of Shaitan on one side versus the promise of Rahman on the other side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contrasting to show us that don't be misled by the promise of Shaitan and grab onto the promise of Rahman. The Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is his promise? Ash-shaytan ya'idukum al-faqra. Shaitan promises you poverty, wa ya'murukum al-fasha, and he prompts you towards immorality and shameless deeds. That is the work of Shaitan. To frighten the believer, that beware, be careful, don't spend, you will become poor, you will become needy, you will to need charity. The Shaitan continuously promises us the poverty, and he prompts us towards immorality, and therefore there is a very strong link between the two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the two together, there is a linkage in every verse of Quran, every passage of Quran, they are linked to each other. There is a linkage here between poverty and immorality. Any person who gets involved in immorality, zina, adultery, then it is going to lead to poverty. The fortunes are lost because of immorality. Because the outcome of adultery, the outcome of immorality is poverty. This is a promise that is true. That this is the outcome of this vile act and deed. May Allah protect us and save us from these satanic inclinations and promptings. And the Shaitan promises a person with a fear of poverty. The one way that Shaitan discourages us from giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he will say that, look here, you gave your zakah. You did enough now. You need to do more than that. You fulfill your obligation. Allahu Akbar. But then the narration saying, إِنَّ فِي الْمَالِ لَحَقًّا سِوَى الزَّكَاةِ. Besides zakah, there are other obligations and dues in your works which Allah has kept. You have to fulfill all of those. Can we run our masajid with zakah money? Never. Absolutely impermissible. Not to allow. How are our masjids going to function? How is a masjid going to operate? If everybody says, no, I've just got to give my zakah, I fulfill my obligation, there's no obligation beyond that. This is the fallacy that Shaitan plants. This is part of that promise, that evil promise of the Shaitan. To discourage us from giving voluntary charity. In fact, my humble view is that if we give 2.5% zakah, then our voluntary charity, lillah and sadaqah and so on, should be at least double that amount, if not more. Because if we look at our farz salah, it is a certain number of rakats. But the nawafil, the nafil salah is more than the farz salah. Why is that so? Because it is to cover up for the deficiencies in the farz salah. Allah gave us the nafil salah. So to cover up our deficiencies in our zakah, Allah gave us nafil charity, voluntary charity. So this is the reason why we should be spending in these avenues. So one way of Shaitan beguiling and misleading us, promising us poverty, that you've done your duty by spending your zakah, there's no need to do beyond that. And we're finding that this mentality is becoming more and more prevalent in the community. Allah guide us. Number two, Shaitan promises us or threatens us or creates fear in us of poverty by prompting us to say, you know, you still got a lot of things to attend to, you have a lot of needs, maybe your needs are fulfilled, what about your children? Okay, your children's needs are fulfilled, what about your grandchildren? As if we are responsible for generations to come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not taking responsibility. We came with nothing, we will go back with nothing. We must be concerned about our own akhirah and investing in our own akhirah. Because many a times it happens that the people for whom we did everything, they do nothing for us when we need them. When we need them the most, when we are gone from this world. Those people, we did everything for them when we were in this world, they do nothing for us when we are gone, they do very little for us when we are gone from this world. Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Pyare, apne liye karo, jo kar sakte ho, baad mein koi yaad nahi karta hai. Do whatever you want for your own self, for your akhirah, nobody remembers you after you are gone from this world. So therefore, this is another way of the shaitan prompting us that, you know what, there's so many other things that you have to worry about. Let others give charity. You just worry about your own, you know, needs and your children, grandchildren and your generations and so on. And the other way the shaitan prompts us is he says that not now. Now it's a bit too early. Later in life, when you reach a certain age now, then you can talk about big charity. Right now you have other needs of yours. And this is how the shaitan keeps on making us procrastinate in giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allahu Akbar, giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling the promise of Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after us, takes care of us. Even the people who are in difficulty financially, what is the quickest way to come out of our financial difficulty? Is to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One wealthy businessman, his business went right down. And now he was facing bankruptcy, liquidation. And he went to a pious personality, a learned alim, and he told him, Maulana, I'm drowning, I'm finished, what do I do? Guide me, advise me. The alim told him, look here brother, you may be having very little, but I urge you, every morning, early in the morning, go and feed one poor person for 40 days. For 40 days, you go and feed one hungry person and come back to me after that. By the 30th day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up such an avenue that people who had been owing him money for a long time and were not paying, suddenly those people decided that we're going to, and a huge sum of money came and he came out of his difficulties. These are not